Chapter 3, The Cyclone. 10 minutes later, they reached the top, hot, sweaty and panting. Not much to see. Max looked around at the expanse of sodden land. The place looks like a half-drained pond. He lifted his watch to his mouth. I'm going to call Danny and tell her there's nothing to report. Max could use his special watch to communicate with Danny back at the NICE headquarters. He shook his wrist and frowned. Hey, this isn't working. I can't get any reception. The wind's picking up, Kat shivered. It's like the sky is closing in. I can't see nearly as far as I could a minute ago. Max, I know why your watch doesn't work. Ant bit his lip and frowned. If we were in the middle of a huge storm, the interference would stop you making transmissions. But we're not in the middle of a storm. Yes, we are. The other name for a cyclone is a hurricane, and it has an eye. You mean it's looking at us? Tiger glanced nervously around. The eye is a calm spot in the middle of the hurricane. It can be up to 65 kilometres wide. Ant nodded towards a grey wall, moving swiftly towards them. It had already enveloped the driller and was heading their way. The cyclone hasn't gone. Panic was rising in Ant's voice. We're in the centre of it. Should we shrink? Max asked Ant. Would that help? The wind speeds in a hurricane can be over 150 kilometres an hour. Ant shook his head. We'd be whisked away like bits of paper. Then let's run, Kat shouted. Did you hear the bit about the wind speed? Ant replied. We can't outrun it. Well, I'm certainly going to try, Tiger sprinted off and sprawled flat on his face. Ow, he said, clambering to his feet. I stood in a rabbit hole. Use your watches to shrink now, Max shouted. Get into the hole. The four friends dashed for the rabbit burrow, activating their watches as they ran. They squeezed into the musty hole as the howling wind reached the entrance. There, they huddled in the dark, listening to the storm raging above. When it had passed, they crawled from their hiding place and watched the hurricane surging across the landscape, whipping the marsh water into foaming fountains. Then it disappeared.